Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, November the 19th, 2020. Mumbai terror attack mastermind and Jamaat-ud-Dawah chief Hafiz Saeed was today sentenced to 10 years in jail by an anti-terrorism court in Pakistan in two more terror cases. Saeed, a UN-designated terrorist whom the US has placed $10 million bounty on, was arrested on July the 17th last year in the terror financing cases. He was sentenced to 11 years in jail by an anti-terrorism court in February this year in two terror financing cases. He is lodged at the Lahore's high-security Kot Lakhpat Jail. Four freshly infiltrated militants believed to be affiliated with Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit were killed in an encounter with security forces on the outskirts of Jammu on Srinagar-Jammu National Highway today morning. Two policemen were also injured after the militants opened fire at the security team when the truck on way to Kashmir was stopped around 4:45 a.m. for a security check at Bantol Plaza near Nagrota, police said. Noting that it is natural to prioritize the COVID-19 vaccine distribution process, Health Minister Harshvardhan has today said that healthcare workers and people aged above 65 years will be given coronavirus vaccine on priority. Addressing the FICCI FLO's national webinar on the shifting healthcare paradigm during and post-COVID, Vardhan said coronavirus vaccine will be available in a couple of months and it is estimated that by July-August, 400 to 500 million vaccine doses will be made available for 25 to 30 crore people. A parliamentary committee questioned Twitter today over the recent tweets by stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra targeting the Supreme Court and the Chief Justice of India and sought reply from the social media giant over the matter within 7 days, said the panel's chairperson Meenakshi Lekhi. This came close on the heels of Twitter apologizing in writing to the same parliamentary panel for wrongly showing Ladakh in China and promising to correct the error by the month end. Twitter India representatives deposed before the Joint Committee of Parliament on Data Protection Bill today. With the Congress facing an unresolved leadership crisis, party veteran Mallikarjun Kharge has today lashed out at his colleagues for weakening the party from within and questioned their credibility as leaders. During an event to mark the birthday of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, Kharge said, and I quote, "I am pained by the way some senior leaders have spoken about the party and our leader. On one hand, we have the BJP RSS on our back. On the other hand, we have internal rumblings. We can't go forward if we have people weakening the party from within. If our ideology weakens, we will be destroyed." Unquote. 3 days after being sworn in as Bihar's education minister, Mewalal Chaudhary resigned today. The JDU MLA from Tarapur in Manger, who was one of the 5 ministers from Nitish's outfit, was in the eye of the storm ever since he took oath. He was reportedly facing corruption cases for irregular appointments of assistant professors and junior scientists when he was earlier the vice-chancellor of an agriculture university. Besides, the opposition has today posted a video which showed that the education minister does not even know the national anthem. Hugely embarrassed, Nitish summoned Mewalal before asking him to tender his resignation today. The Karnataka government said today that it is aiming to mold the state into a $300 billion digital economy in the next 5 years. It is also targeting to garner 50% market share of India's bioeconomy or biotechnology economy by 2025. Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa at the Bengaluru Tech Summit said that one of the key goals of the state is to achieve 50% market share of the national bioeconomy target of $100 billion by the year 2025, and necessary steps have already been taken. The Bengaluru Tech Summit was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in tomorrow morning for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family, and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the Deccan Herald app. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/deccanheraldnews.